Hi, everybody, it's Pint Size Diva coming to you in future 2024. Just to let you know, you're going to hear three podcast episodes that were recorded in 2023. So we're going to do a rewind with those podcasts so that way you can get the full extent of listening to those. As you guys know, in 2024, I am taking a social media and life hiatus. So you will get podcasts from me. But you will also get those three episodes as a rewind for 2023 and then the rest of the podcast for the remainder of season six. You will not see my face. You will not see any personal content from me. But podcasts, you guys will get those. So make sure that you're clicking the link in my bio or my podcast. And that's social. And that's It's Hard to Be Me. That's ITSHARD, the number 2BEME. And on Facebook, it's Pint Size Diva Podcast. Please continue to support my sponsors and also to listen to my content. Share if you care. And we'll be back June 9th of 2024. Enjoy the episodes. Remember a couple of years ago when I told y'all about the To Tell the Truth church edition, and we debunked all the things you heard at church when we were kids, and we just thought that it was just the gospel, and now we realize it's a lie? Well, we're going to do a part two, and it's going to be about real life. As we close out 2023, going into 2024, you know your girl is on hiatus, but I got to bring y'all some episodes. I'll be gone for a while, but I promise to bring it back, okay? So, this is going to be To Tell the Truth Life Edition 2024. Stay tuned. Welcome to Tell the Truth. I am your host, Pint Size Diva, and we are going to get into the shits and giggles. Now, y'all know right now I'm on hiatus, but I wanted to make sure that you guys had a lot of action-packed episodes while I'm gone, taking care of my mental health and myself as well. So we're going to get into Tell the Truth Life Edition. I got so many things I want to talk about, and there's so many episodes coming. I promise you, you're really going to want to keep your ears to the ground and just let me know exactly what you think. Now, right now, we're on the road to 1,000 listeners on Spotify. So make sure when you listen to my podcast, go to Spotify, listen to the podcast, follow, share it with a friend, okay? We're going to get to 1,000 listeners on Spotify. So y'all help me do that, okay? Okay, cool. So 2023 presented a lot of challenges, but hell, life in general presented its own challenges as well. And y'all know I drink my water in between every time, and I've been outside in the cold. So if you hear a sniffle, you hear me drinking water, charge to my head, not to my heart. I'm growing through this evolution, and I hope y'all grow with me. But it's been a lot of stuff that I think that we need to debunk really, really quickly. And we're going to do a really good job of trying to get it all in. Okay, first one, I have to say this. Ooh, child, y'all going to get me for this one. When did men become the prize in relationships? Ooh, child. F-O-H, I tell you, F-O-H. When did men become the prize? I'm not saying that men don't know their worth. Now, I'm not saying that, but last time I checked, women have babies, women carry a brunt of the stress, and so much more, but yet men are the prize? Men are walking around these days, seriously, acting like, oh, well, if you can't be nothing without me and rah, 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 rah. Boosha. I know my man followers, I'm sorry. I love y'all. I love you, says a shy ass to you. Boosha. But we got to debunk this. The reason why I feel like women are the prize is the following. One, we carry kids. And if you have ever had to carry a baby in your womb, in your stomach, for 9 months and have swollen feet, swollen hands, preeclampsia, high blood pressure, diabetes, ED for two, and then you got to have the baby and still try to get tight, right, and fit so that person can stay with you. And then they leave and you're stuck with the responsibility and they can go on and have about 5, 6, 7 more kids, but you're stuck? Well, child, that's the reason why I feel like women are the prize as opposed to men. Now, there's some men out there that are worth their weight in gold, but a lot of you know I don't want no scrubs. Y'all need to be quiet. Okay? For y'all scrub men, y'all are not the prize. Okay? That's poocha. Come on. I had to get that off my chest, y'all. Okay? Number two. The dating pool is pee and boo-boo-boo. The dating pool is pee and boo-boo, okay? The reason why I say that is this. I have noticed lately that when it comes to dating, this is the timeline. I'm going to give y'all a story time while we're on this. You meet somebody, y'all exchange numbers. You have two conversations. Maybe you go out for coffee or maybe go out for drinks. They think they're supposed to have sex with you that night, or you're supposed to give sex within the same night, and then they ghost you and they never call you back. And it happens to men and it happens to women, but I can only speak from a woman's perspective because we grown. I can't speak for men. We're not even finna start that process. Okay. But the thing that gets me is this. Why is the dating pool so desecrated in pee and boo-boo? It is because you have hurt people hurting people. And when hurt people, it makes it really, really hard to find somebody that you care about or want to invest in when that person has healed or unhealed. Let me take that back. When they have unhealed trauma from their past, when they have unhealed trauma, it makes it really, really hard to be special or to show that person that you are not like the other ones because they're treating you like the other ones and they put all these misconceptions on you and it makes it worse. I'm a firm believer if you're going to be single, don't tear nobody up just to prove that you could be a hoe. And I'm going to say it again for the people in the cheap seats. Let me drink my water, child, because it's going to get juicy. I got time today. Okay. ASMR. So, like I said, don't mess nobody up because you have been hurt. Hurt people hurt people. And that is not fair. Don't expect to meet somebody and the same day expecting them to go home and sleep with you or to do those things. Because once you put sex in the equation, it messes up the whole conundrum. And I'm going to give a quote. Shout out to Funky Dineva. I hope you ever listen to this. If you don't, I understand. Funky Dineva said the worst thing a woman can do in a relationship with a man is get pregnant. And at first I was like, really? And I thought about it. I said, Funky Dineva is right. The reason why he says that is because men want you to be available for them, to be ready for them, to give them sexual pleasure when they want it. When you become pregnant, you are limited to what you can do. You can't travel as much. You're not going to want to have sex because you're constantly getting checked from the rooter to the tooter and the tooter and the ooter. And then men get weirded out and grossed out when women, when they are pregnant, they want to suck the breast, but they don't want to have sex with nothing else. You see what I'm saying? And then the first thing they say is, well, I cheated on you because you can't have sex with me no more. Yeah, that's a whole nother project. So don't do that. Okay, another one I want to debunk really, really quickly is this. Going to the club is overrated. I know, right? I know y'all like pint-sized diva girl. You be outside. Ooh. Yes, I do be outside, but I go to bars and lounges and stuff. I don't do clubs. Lately, for the past couple of weeks, before 2024 came in, I was going to clubs. I go in the club now, baby, these girls so loose booty. Hoo, child. And I do mean loose booty. I witnessed somebody getting oral satisfaction on the dance floor. I'm sorry. It is some things you should keep at the house. And getting head at the club is one of them. I don't want to see your elevated sex techniques. I don't want to see the elevated cum that come out his dick. I don't want to see that. I'm sorry. The club for me is overrated because what happens in the club now is that people in the club spend the money they ain't got. And then 3 days later, they be on Facebook and Instagram and on X and on TikTok asking people to donate and put money in their cash out because they can't pay their rent. If you know you don't have no money, don't go to the club. Don't go to the club, period. Just don't go. Stay at home. Make the club for yourself. Don't put yourself through that. Another thing I'm noticing in the clubs too is that Everybody is looking for the same thing, but going about it a different way. You got pretty girls, you got that are tricking these men, thinking they're gonna have an opportunity with them, and they're getting free drinks all night, and then at the end of the night, they're going home with each other, or they're going home with another man, or whatever it is. And then you have men that know that women are doing this, and they use it to their advantage. They buy them a drink, or two, or three, or whatever it is. And then as soon as you don't want to hold their hand, as soon as you don't want to go home with them, then it's a hot mess. Story time. Met this particular individual. I'm going to name him C. Met this particular person, C. Conversation was cool. Wop, wop. I said, look, I'm not looking for a relationship. You know, you cool, I'm cool. We see each other out and about. Hey, how you doing? All that stuff. We exchanged social media platforms, right? This person inboxed me on Instagram. You really could have got it last night. I was like, excuse me? You really could have got it last night. I could have fucked you down into the mattress. I said, well, I'm sorry. I'm not that girl. Excuse me? Seriously? I was like, yeah, you don't know what kind of man I am. I said, you know what? And you're absolutely right. I don't. I said, because if you're that quick to give up your stuff to me and you don't know nothing about me, I could be anything. I could be anything. That means how many other women have you done this with? Then while we were talking, it was a woman that had been that was texting him while I was standing next to him. And the first thing she said was, you play with my feelings. We hung out twice. We slept together. You ghosted me for 8 months. And the only reason why I text you tonight is because I seen you in the bar. You wrong, you foul, you play with people's feelings, you have people thinking you're ready for a relationship, and you move on. And I'm not even going to say allegedly because I saw the text message for myself when I was sitting there. And I'm hearing what he's saying, but his phone, ding, 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 phone just going off. And so I told him, I said, you need to step away, answer your phone. I said, and you can come back. No, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. And he turned his phone around and let me see what the girl was saying. When I mentioned to him, this girl might be hurt. What happened that makes her want to think that you feel this way? He says she thought she could change me. Women ain't trying to change y'all. If anything, they were trying to elevate you to stronger than what you are. But you know what? That comes into my next debunk. We are not trying to change men. Real women are not trying to change men. I don't understand why y'all feel like when a woman tell y'all something that's going to make you better, that we're trying to change you. We're trying to elevate you stronger than what you are. Because a lot of times women are supposed to be helpmates. Well, a lot of times women are supposed to be helpmates. So if we're trying to help you, that means we're trying to grow you and elevate you. But we can't do that if you don't let that woman in. You ain't got to be a thug your whole life. You ain't got to be in the street your whole life. Just because your boys say stuff don't mean that it's true. They lonely as hell too. So y'all gonna be lonely together? I mean, come on now. A woman is not trying to change you. A man is not trying to change you, ladies. If that man call you out and say, hey, I noticed since we started dating, you've picked up a significant amount of weight. I noticed that you have too many male friends. I noticed that you always have your titties out. I noticed that you're always at the club. I noticed that you're doing this. If that man really loves you, he's going to call you on your shit to make you better. Make sure I say it again for the people in the cheap seats. That woman is going to call you out on your shit to make you better, not to make you worse. If that person really loves you, they are going to point the things out that you might not like, but say it in a respectful way to the point where it'll make you comfortable to receive the information. Come on, somebody. We gonna learn as we going through it today. We gonna learn, okay? We gonna learn today. Go learn today, okay? Another thing we're gonna debunk in this season that we're going into is there is nothing wrong with going to therapy. There is nothing wrong with going to therapy. I don't know why, especially Black people. Why are folks so scared to go to therapy? You have free and expensive resources these days that you can use in order to get the therapy that you need to be a better person. You ain't gotta hurt nobody or tear nobody up because your ass is hurt. Go to therapy and stop acting like you know all the answers. Gone are the days of when grandmamas and granddaddies couldn't go to therapy because they didn't have it out there for them. We're in 2024. There is no reason why you should not be able to go online and type in online therapists for free or discounted. You have so many organizations, so many things and places that you could go, from BetterHelp, hashtag not sponsor, to other organizations that can help you get to where you need to be. You do not have to suffer in silence. That is medical. That is medical assistance. Also, you have mental health, psychological health, abuse, homelessness. There's no reason no more why you should be making an excuse as to why you're not bettering yourself for the better. So that's just being honest, and I'm sticking to it. Another thing we got to debunk in this conversation is this. Now, y'all gonna go ahead and just hit me upside the head with this one. And make sure you comment on my Spotify. Again, we're on the road to 1,000 listeners on Spotify. So make sure that when you listen to this podcast, go to Spotify to listen to it. We can go ahead and run those numbers up. Okay, cool. Going to Miami, Atlanta, and New Orleans is not a vacation. Let me repeat. If you live in the South, I'm going to say this for the South because that's where I live. If you live in the South and you go to New Orleans, Miami, Orlando, Atlanta for the weekend, that is not a vacation. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you can go to those places anytime. Those are staycations to me. To me, I consider those staycations. Expand your horizon. Teach your children that there's more to life than a 6-hour car ride. Try to do an international. Try to go somewhere a little farther away. If you live in Tennessee, try going to like California. If you live in Georgia, try to go to Arizona. If you live in North Carolina, go to New York. Go to Canada. Go to Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? Like if you live in Florida, go ahead and go over to Aruba. Or go over to Jamaica. They were in Jamaica out too, and Tulum. But go to places that you normally would not go. Expand your horizon. Just because you don't want to get on the plane, don't ruin it for nobody else. Be able to fully stand in who you are and know that there's a whole world out here for you to see. If COVID-19 didn't teach us anything, it should have taught us that when you get the opportunity to live your life, because you only got one, there's no reset button, there's no pause, there's no let's start and stop. When it's time, it's time. When you get sick, you get sick. Make sure you are enjoying your life. Now, I understand if you don't have a passport, if because due to legal reasons you cannot leave the country. I understand if the finances ain't financing. Trust me, I understand. My finances is financing too. But if you get the opportunity to go a little farther away from home than 5 or 6 hours, take the opportunity, expand your horizon, and do the things that you need to do so you can be a conducive person so you can learn. Okay? Cool. I'm going to take a sip of water if y'all don't mind. Excuse me. ASMR. Okay, the next thing I want to debunk in this season of life is this. It's okay to tell people no. And I mean that on all sectors. It is okay to tell people no. And that is mentally, psychologically, sexually, money-wise, whatever your situation is. It is okay to tell people no. And I give you a quick story time before we move on. I was dealing with a particular individual a while back. And I always felt like I had to go along to get along, because the minute I told this person that I did not want to have sex, they accused me of sleeping with other people or having an STD, which is not true. And I just slept with that person because I felt guilty and I felt bad for telling that person no. I had to stand on my own 2 feet and say, no, I don't want to sleep with you, because I feel like it's an obligation. And one thing about it is that your body is a temple. Male, female, whatever you identify as, that's your business. It is your body, your choice. If you don't want to have sex, don't. Don't let nobody tell you that you have to have sex with them to get what you want. That is a lie. If you want to have sex with that person, that's your business. If you want to sell your body, be on OnlyFans, that's your business. If you want to do all of that, that is you. But don't let nobody tell you no different. Okay? Now, we're going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills. Make sure you listen to the ads. Go ahead and run those numbers up. We're on the road to 1,000 listeners on Spotify. So please make sure you come back, grab you some water like I did, and we'll be back for more of Pint Size Diva, It's Hard to Be Me, the podcast. This portion of the podcast is sponsored by Minty Cosmetics. Minty Cosmetics, cosmetics for my melanated brothers and sisters. Okay, so y'all know I love makeup. I am obsessed with makeup. And a lot of times people really don't understand why. They be like, girl, you spend so much money on makeup. No, I don't. No, I don't. And you should not either. What I love about them is that not only is a black-owned business, but there are women of color. And I am so here for it. Now, I've been trying their brow products, and I am absolutely obsessed. And it's the holiday season, so go ahead and get your Minted Cosmetics on, from brow products to lip liners, foundation sticks, and their holiday kits. Trust me, Minted Cosmetics will never, ever, ever fail. I promise you that. So go ahead and go to Minted Cosmetics, and when you check out, use the code TKDIVA. Okay, again, that's TKDIVA for your percentage off. The best part about my coupon code, y'all know I love a layer discount. Okay. What's the best part about it is that you can also use the coupon code and get the sale that the website has. Oh my God, Pisces Diva gave you a drip. Boop, mic drop. So go ahead and go to mintycosmetics.com at checkout. Use the code TKDIVA for your percentage off. Thank you so much to Minted Cosmetics for me being an affiliate partner, and I hope to have a long, beautiful relationship with this company. Now, we'll be back with more of Pint Size Diva, It's Hard to Be Me, the podcast.
Welcome back to It's Hard to Be Me, the podcast. I'm your host, Pint Size Diva, and we are in To Tell the Truth Life Edition. Now, you heard the first part. If you haven't, go ahead and go back and listen to that. Also, we're on the road to 1,000 listeners on Spotify. So please make sure you click the link when you listen to this podcast and listen on Spotify. Go ahead and give me a follow and leave, an answer to the question of the day. Also, leave a review as well. And if you listen on any other platform, do the same. I would greatly appreciate it. So let's go ahead and finish getting to the shits and giggles of debunking these real life things going on. Here's another one. Why do black women always got to carry the world on their shoulders? I relate to this personally. What I have learned over the previous year is that we as black, we always are having to clean up and just heal everybody else. But as soon as we need to heal or we need to break down, where we need some dick, we doing the most, we scary, we don't want to take a chance, all this stuff. Like, what in the Holy Spirit activate? What is going on? Why is it always like that? I don't get it. We should be able to express ourselves freely no matter what race. But for some reason, for black women, we just can't say nothing. We can't say a thing. And I think that's a shame, because what it does is it silences us in a way, or it makes us sound extremely loud when we talk. We have a lot to give to this world. We have a lot that we bring to the table, and we're very talented and eclectic in that way. We have more layers to us than just cooking your food, having sex with you, helping take care of your kids, teaching you about mental health, picking your self-esteem and your credit off the floor, and being your commodity. We as black women, we are more than that. And I wish that the world would catch up, because one day black women gonna get tired. We gonna get tired. Tired of the way you treat me. I'm just saying, we gonna get tired. And all of a sudden, if every black woman in the world was to boycott giving me some pussy, it'll be a whole new world. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Another one we're gonna go ahead and just put out there, and I am not the only one that dealing with this. Why in the hell groceries is so high? Groceries are high. These days, it's cheaper to go out to eat than it is to buy food at the grocery store. It's like now you got to pick between buying groceries or paying your light bill or paying your phone bill. Now, if you got to pay the rent, now, come on now. We got to pay the rent. But everything else, you be trying to pick and choose which one. I keep telling people, YouTube University is free, baby. I will go without Hulu, Spotify, everything in between, long as the lights is on, the rent is paid, and some groceries in the refrigerator. And because I don't eat everything, my grocery bill runs me between $120 to $200 every time I go. I have to go. I feel like I gotta open an OnlyFans just to pay for my groceries. That don't make no sense, y'all. Am I crazy? Let me know. Have y'all seen that groceries are getting out of control, and the healthier you eat, the more expensive they are? Y'all comment on Spotify and let me know, okay? Just give me your unbiased opinion, because good googly moogly. Okay. Another one we're going to debunk is, it's okay to not want people in your house. Let me say it again. It is okay to not want to have people at your house. Now, remember about 10 years ago, it was a thing that if you were the person with the new house and you was the one that was the most stable financially, you hosted the holidays at your house. Gone are those days, between the grocery bill being high, people stealing, folks inviting people to your house that wouldn't have permission. You got that one jealous family member that don't like the fact that you're doing better for yourself. You been came home and all your shit gone. And then everybody got that one person in their family that's on drugs that you got to hide everything from. And then we always got that one person in the family that we know that he or she is doing all the extraterrestrial nasty things with their mouth. So you don't want them eating or drinking anything at your house because you don't want to catch whatever they got on the inside their mouth. Like, it's just... ugh, these days, it's okay to not want everybody in your house. And I'm going to do an addendum on this. It's also okay not to tell everybody your business. Now, I'm for one, I am a oversharer. It's been brought to my attention several times. I am learning to not do that. In that, it has allowed me to grow, to see people for who they are. Because I was told that when I overshare, it makes it seem like I'm doing something. If you that motherfucking insecure, then you need to be by yourself. But I digress. It's time for water. Place hold. Mm-hmm. 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 ASMR. Okay. We got that one out the way. Another thing we need to debunk right now. You should not have to shake your ass, show your ass, and be having sex with everybody in the United States of America to have a life or a career. You should not have to give of yourself physically so you can have financial gain. It doesn't make any sense now that the only way anybody's making any money as a woman is if they are attached to a man. Look what happened with Cardi B. Cardi B got with Offset, gave this man her world, gave her most of her career for years, popped him out 2 kids, and he cheated on her consistently, even though everybody knows that Cardi B is bisexual, and they did stuff because, you know, they was married and that's their business. Now Cardi B going through a divorce with Offset. Now Teyana Taylor going through a divorce with Iman. That means that, and this is just me, I could be wrong. It doesn't matter how much of a bisexual you are. It doesn't matter how much of a freak you are. If a person is going to cheat, they are going to cheat regardless to how much leeway you give them. In the words of T.S. Massey, and I heard it from her, but it might be from somebody else, but I'm going to say it the way T.S. Massey. Bitch, you put a trust in the nigga. Bitch, how you figure? I don't know if that's all the way correct, but you got the basis. Put your trust in a nigga that could be a female or a male. How you figure? Quit putting your trust and your stock in a person that you barely know. Just because you're in a relationship with that person does not mean that you truly know the intentions of their heart. Stop putting trust in it. And then when you get married, you still can't have no trust in it. And that's a shame, because it shouldn't be like that, but it is. These days, married people cheat more than single folk.
They are. I'd have been through this myself. Ain't nobody perfect. Stop trying to be something you're not. And that's the next one. It's okay to say you're not that. It's okay to say you ain't got no money. It's okay to say that you are mentally not okay, that you are going through some things. It's okay not to be okay. Stop trying to live like the Joneses and do stuff knowing dang well you ain't got it. Stop doing it. That ain't cute. And be wondering why when you walk away, people talking about you in the group chat. A group chat they took you out of so they could talk about you. You ain't got to do all that. Stop trying to be something that you're not. If you ain't got it, say it. If you need help, say it. If you need mental health work, say it. If you're about to lose your best shit, crazy, say it. Stop trying to be something that you are not. It will lead you down a path of destruction that you do not understand. I have been there, done that, t-shirt, handbook, and a sign. I had somebody I was real close to. I looked at their life and I just thought they was the cat's meow. And I kept asking them, how did you get to this point? Let me know what work I need to do. I always said that. And I thought about it one day. Me and this person fell out. I thought about it one day. I said, Pint Size Diva, it was not meant for you. It was not meant for you because if their life was for you, God would have given it to you. But that was not your life. You have no idea what that person has to sacrifice. They have to give themselves away so you can use me. But they giving themselves away in a different way to keep that style or lifestyle that they want. And God knows I was not that person. So I was not given that gift of giving those things. So as you go through your life and you look at other people and what they got and how they're being better and how they're growing and evolving, when it's your season, until it's your season, you congratulate, you clap, you love, and you give yourself the time to appreciate that other people are thriving in front of you, because that's going to grow you. It's going to evolve you. It's going to make you better. It's going to make you set. It's going to set you up for success mentally and psychologically. And one day God will bless you. And if that does not happen, be okay with not getting the blessing. Don't expect it. Just be okay with not getting it. See how different your life will be if you don't think about others. And I'm learning that too. I'm just saying, okay? Another one we're going to debunk really, really quickly is just because everybody else is drinking alcohol and getting sloshed don't mean you have to. I have been guilty of that. I originally, in the middle of the year, I stopped drinking for 90 days. I felt so inadequate because I felt like I wasn't being able to do everything that everybody else was doing. But in all actuality, if I would have stuck that out, I could have honestly kicked my drinking habit. But now in 2024, I'm having to do it all over again. And I'm going 6 months and 9 days with no alcohol. And it's going to be hard for me because I have been drinking and now I'm not going to be drinking anything at all. I'm not going to be going out to eat at all. If it ain't sponsored content or a sponsor event where I'm getting paid to be there or paid to give content, then I won't be there. So it's certain things you just got to let go. It's certain things you just have to let go. Okay. And just got to mentally put yourself in a better headspace. I'm learning that. And I'm grateful that I learned it now as opposed to later. Another one we're going to debunk. And I know I'm going to have some people in my phone for this. When you and a person that you're cool with or used to be cool with, when you and a former friend fall out, it is not always your fault. Let me say that again. When you have a falling out with someone that used to be your friend, it ain't always your fault. People come in your life for a reason and for a season. You have to be able to distinguish the difference. Sometimes you probably didn't even realize that you was patronizing that person, or they were patronizing you by being around you. And the older that they got and the more they evolved, they realized they really didn't need you anymore.
And it's okay. You still can love that person, but that person might not be for you no more. And that's a beautiful thing, that you can grow, you can evolve, you can figure it out, and still be able to see that person on the street and speak and not be weary at all. You're going to outgrow people. That's life. But how do you bounce back from it? Now, this is my other one. It is a hard fall when you go from being a socialite to a loner. I'm experiencing that in this season, because I went from being a socialite, being at every event you can name, going everywhere I wanted to go, supporting everybody else, but never got the support back. For the first time ever, I understand why people say you cannot support everybody, that you have to put barriers up. You have to be able to discern who you're going to put your support behind and who you are not going to put your support behind, because everybody that's smiling on your face is not your friend. And everybody that's around you don't mean you no good. And you have to be able to distinguish the difference. You really, really do. And that's the truth. Like I told y'all at the beginning of this podcast, I'm a little sniffly because I was out last night and I was in the air and I forgot my hat. So I'm a little sniffly, but I'm okay. Okay.
Another thing.
This is probably going to be the last thing I think, unless I think of another one. I'm sitting here talking to you guys. Can we please make it normal to ask people to go to the doctor and get an STD screening before you lay down with them? Oh, we clutching our pearls. Did I say something wrong? I didn't say nothing wrong. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. STDs in the United States are running rampant right now. And you know why? Because people are frivolously having sex with people that they don't know. And I don't mean like, hey, how you doing this? No, I mean your sexual history. When was the last time you had sex? And not even intercourse, oral sex, anal sex, hand job, whatever it is. People are not asking the correct questions. They just assume this. As a person say, well, I'm clean. That doesn't mean that they are. Can we normalize again having those uncomfortable but comfortable situations about sex and autonomy over our bodies? I think people really have gotten away from being honest and telling the person, hey, I met you tonight, but 3 days ago, I had sex with 4 other people. 2 of them people I didn't use a condom with. You know what that's going to do? 1, it's going to show that person that you're a little too reckless, but I digress. 2, it's going to let that person say, hey, you need to go get a STD screening before you touch me, or before I even decide to even think about letting you touch me. That is not being a diva or a devo. That's not being mean. That's not being extra. That is called being fiscally responsible for your body. That's called being responsible for your body. And I will say this, and also them going to get an STD screening, that means it can also check to see if they have a bacteria or a yeast infection. Because you got people out here, well, I can say men because that's how it's transferred over to a woman sometimes. I'm not a medical professional, but sometimes. Sometimes you men be throwing off a woman's pH balance because of how you eat, how you drink, how you carry yourself, how you clean your dick, all of that. Don't get mad when a woman don't want to have sex with you because she feels like you throw off her pH balance. With or without a condom. If a woman has ever noticed, or she say, you know what, something feels odd, blah, 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 blah. That's your first mind telling you. You got men out here that haven't taken a bath in days, but they sure want to get between your thighs. Or you have men that will smile in your face, knowing all they want to do is go down on you. But you don't know what their dental practices is. You don't know when's the last time they got a deep clean or got a root canal or they got the teeth whitened or whatever it is or got their tongue scraped. You don't know. We need to normalize getting checked at the doctor, at the dentist, mental health,
You name it. We need to make that a standard practice when you meet somebody and y'all start dating. When you get to the point where you start to feel that attraction towards that person and they feel the attraction towards you and you guys start to go into the next level, we need to make it normal that both parties, not just one, both parties need to go get checked, need to get their dental work done, all those things before y'all even get into bed with each other. So that way y'all both know, okay, well, she asked me to do this or he asked me to do this, I'm going to be responsible and make sure everything is okay. Even if the other folks and they peoples are not, that doesn't mean that you cannot be. Be you responsible for your sexual health, your mental health, and your psychological health. Okay? I ain't trying to be mean. I'm trying to be honest. Okay? Very last one. Very, very, very last one is this. Quit judging people for the job that they have. I'm getting so sick and tired of when you tell folks what they do, what you do for a living, they looking at you like you just done broke their spirit up. It don't matter if that person flipped burgers or the CEO of a bank. You're supposed to treat everybody the exact same, no different. But we live in a very realistic world where that does not happen. But I know as long as for me, I'm going to continue to respect people regardless if you're the janitor or you're the CEO. And that's on period. Thank you guys so much for listening. I truly appreciate it. I hope you have enjoyed this so far. I know there's more episodes coming. I'm recording as fast as I can. Like I said, my goal is to have the entire 6 months filled with episodes so that way you guys will not go a day or a week or a month. You won't go more than a month without content from me. I will be still posting content on my business page. It's Hard to Be Me. That's ITS. H-A-R-D, the number 2, B-E-M-E. So make sure you are following me. You will see sponsored content and sponsor ads. Anything personal with me, you will not see. From January 1st into June 9th of 2024. With that being said, thank you guys so much for listening. I had a blast recording this. To Tell the Truth, Life Edition. And we're going to do a part 3 midway through the year. Have a good day, night, weekend, or whenever you're listening to this podcast. Again, the road to 1,000 listeners on Spotify is active. Let's run it up, run it up, run it up, run it up, run up. We're going to be a runner. We're a track star. We're going to run right on through that, okay? And make that happen. Bye, you guys. Mwah. Everybody, it's Pint Size Diva. You just got through listening to another episode, and I hope you're enjoying season 6. If you are, go ahead and follow me on social media on ITS, H-A-R-D, the number 2, B-E-M-E, or on Facebook under Pint Size Diva Model Podcast. That's where you'll see all new content, fresh things from our sponsors, and so much more. So run, don't walk. Go ahead and follow me on those platforms and click the link in my bio to visit with our sponsors for these episodes. You will be hearing new and throwback episodes for the remainder of season 6 for the podcast while Pint Size Diva is on hiatus to 6/9/24. So be on the lookout for that. Bye, you guys.